The story of Joe Palooka. Well, the match between Battling Quinn and Joe for the heavyweight championship of the world is definitely set. And Miami, Florida will be the scene of the contest. And what a fight it should be. Quinn, the challenger, flushed with 12 successive knockout victories, will be a worthy opponent to say the least. And Joe will need all his skill and ring generalship to retain his crown. In less than 3 weeks, these two fine physical specimens will climb into the ring as thousands of fight fans anxiously wait for the bell. The Palooka training quarters have been established on the beach near Miami. And Joe is in the gym for his first day's workout.
Joe! Oh, Joe!
Huh?
Let's call it a day, Joe. We'll go easy for a few days, and then next week, some real work. How do you feel?
Perfect, Ray. Thank you.
Good boy.
Have you seen Nobby? He said he'd be back by lunch.
He'll be coming along. Suppose you take a shower now, and Smokey will give you a rub. And by that time, Nobby will be here. Wait, just a minute, Joe. Yeah. Step on the scale for a minute, eh?
All right.
196. And far from fighting weight. Well, we'll take those 4 pounds off very gradually. Smokey!
Gotham, Mr. Ray!
Come here.
Come. Gotham, Mr. Ray.
Just a light rub down for Joe, and then suppose you set the table out under that palm tree, eh?
Yes, sir. Will I set for Mr. Nobby, too?
Yeah, sure. He'll be along.
Hey, Ray! Somebody here wants to see Joe.
But for me?
Who is it? Oh, well, tell him to come over. Put that robe on, Joe.
All right. I was looking for Mr. Walsh, and they said he wasn't here, but I thought maybe if he wasn't too busy, I could talk to the champ a minute.
Mm-hmm. What can we do for you?
Well, my name's O'Rourke.
Oh, this is Joe right here, O'Rourke.
How are you, champ? I wanted to meet you for a long time.
Well, glad to know you, Mr. O'Rourke. This is Ray, my trainer.
How are you, O'Rourke?
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, you see, I thought maybe you'd be needing a sparring partner for the champ, and, well, I kind of like the job.
I'm sorry, but we can't use you. We're all fixed up.
You are, eh? Gee, that's too bad, but, well, ain't there something I could do around the camp? I'll do anything. I don't care what it is, you know.
Sorry, O'Rourke. We've already made arrangements. We couldn't use you.
And Mr. O'Rourke, are you a boxer?
Well, I used to be pretty good, but, of course, that was a few years ago.
Run along, Joe, and get your shower and rub. As I said, O'Rourke, we can't use you because we have...
Oh, Jim!
In a minute, Sonny. I'll be right along. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I thought
Say,
maybe...
Say, who's that little fellow, Mr. O'Rourke?
Oh, him. That's my little boy.
Oh. Could I talk to him a minute?
Sure. I'd like to have you meet him. He's a swell little guy. Hey, Chip. Come here.
Gee, Chip. You said we'd have breakfast.
Oh, pretty soon, son. Now, listen, son. This is Joe Palooka, the heavyweight champion of the world. I want you to shake hands with him.
Hello. What's your name?
Hello. My name's Chip O'Rourke. Same as Dad's. Are you really the champ?
Well, I am right now. How old are you, Chip?
I'm 9.
Come on, Joe. I want you to have your shower. Smokey's waiting for you.
Oh, there ain't no hurry, right? Chip, do you want to be a boxer when you grow up?
I can box now, Mr. Palooka. Chip showed me a whole lot. I'm going to be a champion, too, someday.
Why, sure you will, Chip. Does your mom like you to box?
I haven't got a mom, Mr. Palooka. She's dead.
We lost her 4 years ago, champ. Me and Chip, well, we just got each other now.
Well, Chip's awful good to me, Mr. Palooka. I'll bet there ain't another dad like Chip.
Gee, no mom? And just a little fella, too.
I ain't so little, Mr. Palooka. I weigh 72 pounds. Chip says he's gonna teach me all he knows, because I can be a champion like he was.
Oh, what does he mean, Mr. O'Rourke? Was you champion?
Well, I guess I was all right, but that was 10 years ago.
He was middleweight champion, Mr. Palooka. I got a whole book that Mom used to have. Gee, it's all filled with stories about Chip and his pictures and everything.
Say, are you... Boy, I didn't recognize you, O'Rourke. I'll say he was champ, Joe, and a great one, too. I haven't heard about you for 10 years. Where have you been keeping yourself?
Well, I've been a lot of places, but that's a long story.
Gee, there's something awful good cooking. I can smell it. When are we going to have breakfast, Chip?
Lunch, I mean, son. We'll get
some. But somebody. We didn't have breakfast yet, Chip. How are we going to have lunch?
But for heaven's sake, Mr. O'Rourke, didn't you have breakfast yet? Maybe you should have lunch with us.
Oh, no. Thanks very much, champ, but we better not. Some other time, maybe.
Chip, please. Will you, Chip? Let's do it.
No, I would appreciate it very much if you would stay, Mr. O'Rourke. I really would.
No, we better not.
Catch him,
Chip! Chip! What's the matter, Chip? Chip!
Smokey!
Daddy.
Smokey, bring some water. Quick, Smokey.
Daddy, wake up.
My goodness.
Daddy, talk to me.
He's out cold. Now, don't you cry, Chip. Your daddy will be all right in a minute.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
Sure he will.
Just fainted, I think.
The underwater was joking.
Oh, just pour it on his face, Wolfie.
Is he dead?
No, he's coming soon now. Maybe it was the heat.
Yeah, he's nothing. I'll bet $1 million the poor guy hasn't had a square meal in days.
What? That's terrible.
Talk to me,
now,
Chip.
He'll be all right in a minute, Chip. It's just the hot weather. Chip, did your dad eat a supper with yours last night?
No, Mr. Palooka. He brought my supper home to me. He said he already had his.
Me? Just as I told you, Joe.
Oh, that poor little fella. Smokey, get lunch on fast as you can.
You bet, Mr. Joe, and two shifts.
Hey, where am I?
Are you all right, Chip?
Now, take it easy, Mr. O'Rourke. You'll still be all right.
Come on, Joe. We'll put him in his chair.
Okay.
All right?
Lift him over.
Okay.
There.
Feel better?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'm all right. Say, what happened anyhow? I guess the heat KO'd me. I ain't used to it, you know.
Gee, Chip, I thought you were dead. Are you all right, Chip?
Sure. I'm swell, Chip. Gee, fellas, I'm sorry about this.
Okay.
But think of my taking a full count like that, huh, Chip?
Drink this water, O'Rourke. And do you good.
Oh. Much obliged, Harry.
Lunch and serve, Mr. Joe.
Oh, good. Come on, Mr. O'Rourke. You and Chip are going to eat lunch with us.
Gee, I didn't want to put you fellas to a lot of trouble.
No, really, I'd appreciate it if you'd stay. Honest, I would. You want to stay, don't you, Chip?
Sure, that'd be swell, Mr. Palooka. Come on, Chip, let's stay.
Well, I don't know. All right.
That's swell, Mr. O'Rourke. I'll take a quick shower, but you folks go right ahead.
Okay, Joe. All right, can you make it, O'Rourke?
Oh, sure.
Hey, look, perhaps you better take my arm, huh?
No, I'm all right now, thanks. Gee, that was a sap thing for me to do.
You'll be all right.
We're having lunch out under the tree.
Wouldn't you just like another plate of ice cream, Chip?
I already had two, Mr. Palooka. Gee, that was a swell lunch.
Well, ice cream is good for you. Just one more plate, huh?
I couldn't swallow another mouthful. But, guys, thanks very much. Have you got a boy, too, Mr. Palooka?
No, I ain't, Chip, but I got a little brother.
What's his name?
Steve. He's going to be 17 pretty soon.
Can he box, too?
Yeah, a little.
Gee, I'll bet he's proud to have a big brother what's world champion.
Chip, how would you like to stay here with us for a while?
Gee, I'd like that. I couldn't leave Chip. We're buddies.
Well, I was thinking maybe your dad could help me in training for this twin fight.
Do you mean it, Mr. Palooka? That'd be swell. Chip, did you hear that?
Oh, well, what's that, son?
Mr. Palooka wants you to help him train, and he says I could stay, too.
Oh, now listen, champ, I couldn't do that.
Why not, Mr. O'Rourke? You was asked for the job.
Sure, I know all that, but you fellas have all the sparring partners you need around here. Mighty wide.
Yeah, but really, I could use you, Mr. O'Rourke.
Go ahead, Chip. Let's do it. See, you told me on the way out you hoped.
I know, but son, that ain't the idea. There just ain't any work here for me to do. Joe's got all the sparring partners.
No, I would really appreciate it, Mr. O'Rourke. We didn't know you was Chip O'Rourke, the champ. We need you, don't we, Ray?
Huh? Oh, why, yeah, sure. You could help Joe a lot, O'Rourke.
Do you really mean that? Would you really want me to come?
Well, certainly we would. The sooner the better. Could you get your things together and come back this afternoon?
Could we? Come on, Chip, let's go. Say, we'll be back in an hour, Mr. Palooka.
That's
He's
fine,
sure a fast
Chip.
Worker, ain't he, Chip? Well, okay, Chip, we'll go.
That's perfect. Nobby'll be here when you get back.
I can hardly walk. I had so much lunch.
Well, don't worry about it, Chip. We'll walk it off. We have to keep in condition, you know.
We'll hurry back, Mr. Palooka.
So long for a while, then. We'll see you later, huh?
Yeah.
Come on.
But so long. We'll be expecting you.
Well, Joe,
ain't that marvelous, Ray? Wasn't it nice of Mr. O'Rourke to say he'd help us out? You know, some people certainly are considerate.
Yeah, some people certainly are considerate. And that's why even in a tough racket like this, you stand out like a sore thumb.
Huh? What was that you said, Ray? I didn't hear you.
Nothing, Joe. Nothing at all.
Yes, some people are considerate. And perhaps Joe's kindness to Chip O'Rourke and Little Chip will be as bread cast upon the water. Listen for the next episode of the story of Joe Palooka.
Thank you. And goodbye now.